Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, the 4th of July, the day we celebrate our independence from the British. You know, 239 years ago, when this day became one of the greatest moments in American history, everything was so much different. Our forefathers had set up a government with the intention of common people being able to share their opinions, and the freedom of speech was meant to be protected, and the practice of religion wasn't going to define you. Since then, women and minorities have become accepted as true citizens of the United States of America. Lately, it just seems no matter where you look, everything is in chaos, and people aren't accepting of each other anymore. Maybe while we were trying to chase after the American dream, we went back 239 years and forgot all the progress we made as a country.
The flag still stands for freedom. And they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and remember till today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love.
The real question is, who are you today, right now? Good afternoon, this is Francesca Reikeder, live with you on Blog Talk Radio. Yesterday, we celebrated American Independence, perhaps one of the greatest holidays we have in America. This day represents so much more than many seem to think. On this day, 239 years ago, the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the 13 colonies, creating a country known today as the United States of America. Back when American heroes Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams signed this document, they were signing our freedoms. They were putting their names down on a piece of paper that would forever change the course of the 13 colonies. They did this not to be more masculine or better than King George, but to try and create a better nation for the people of the future, people like me and you. They knew there were better ways of living, better forms of government, and better ways to treat people than what was currently happening. So they took a risk. Right now, we are in the year of 2015. And since that very moment, so much has happened. We now have the American Constitution. We faced a terrible civil war. We abolished slavery. We faced the civil rights movement. We were part of suffered through 9/11. We have elected an African-American president, and most recently, we legalized gay marriage. If you have ever opened a history textbook, you would know that over 200 years ago, America wasn't the most racially unified country. Look at us now. 22.3% of our country is made up of minorities. Men and women of all colors and social classes at the age of 18 with a citizenship are running to the voting polls whenever there is an election. Love has won, whether you personally believe it's right or wrong. People can be happy with who they are. On your holy day, you can openly walk around dressed for your celebration and the God you believe. We have come to realize that none of us actually know what is right or wrong, and one day God will judge us. Who's God? I believe in mine, and you believe in yours. That is what is so great about America. America represents freedom. Independence Day is to celebrate our freedom from the British, but also the freedoms we have been lucky enough to experience, living as the people of the USA, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you.
we moving back in time? Why are we going back to judging people based on the color of their skin or the origin of the ancestors? I've been following many political speeches and listening to things being said, and I just don't get it. There is one thing we all need to clear up and get on the same page about. This is America. Our country was created by immigration. Yep, that's right. Back when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 to discover the earth was round, he found the New World. Many people from many countries have came here since then to make us the country we are today. When our forefathers and the pilgrims came here from Britain, they were the original immigrants. Suddenly, immigration is being used as a negative word. Yes, most of us in America today were born here. But at some point, our ancestors migrated over here. Therefore, you cannot blame problems of America on immigration, legal or illegal. Of course, illegal immigration is wrong. But can you blame someone for wanting to enjoy the same freedoms we take for granted? And how dare anybody call out a specific country, a group of people, for our crime rate? This is America. We are supposed to be united. One for all and all for one. Therefore, if something bad is happening, it's on all of us to fix the problem, because all of us could be doing something different. Another thing, there have been a lot of shootings, white versus black, as many refer to it. This isn't the 1800s. We don't separate ourselves and go out of the way to harm each other. When you look at someone, don't look at the color of their skin, the wrinkles on their face, or the shape of their eyes. Look beyond that to their soul. Everybody has a deeper meaning and a purpose for being here, and it's starting to feel like we are forgetting that. I don't want my future kids to grow up afraid to walk down the street because of riots happening. That isn't what this country is here to represent. Soldiers of all racial backgrounds have fought and lost their lives to protect the lives living on American soil and to defend all the freedoms our country has to offer. Why aren't we honoring those men and women? By working together and utilizing our freedoms to make America great again for real. People have campaigned on the slogan before and are doing it again. But it's not just up to the president to make America great. It's up to we, the people. The right to vote you were given. Many of our ancestors fought for their right to vote. Don't forget that when it comes time for elections. Elections are truly won by the people, and you can't complain for the next 4 years if you don't get your butt down to the voting poll and choose who you trust with the future of America. Before you pick, remember everything this country stands for and everything this country has gone through to get where it is today. The presidential race shouldn't be a competition over who is better. Everyone is great for the country in their own ways. But it should be a promise to America, a promise to value the freedoms our forefathers established for us, a promise to build up the American economy, a promise to create more jobs for the American people, a promise to be involved in more American manufacturing, a promise to value the rights of not just each American, but of all human beings in the world, and a promise to protect America from the dangers of terrorism. But we need someone who is not only capable of making promises, but also capable of coming through on them. Anybody can say, "I promise to make America great." Let's find the man or woman who will act on their promises and truly help America rise to its full potential as the country of freedom. I hope as you celebrated Independence Day yesterday, you took a moment to remember all the things America has to offer and why you choose to live in this country. If not, take a moment now. And I hope in the next election, you remember all the freedoms you have and stand behind them to choose the next leader for your country. America may not be perfect, but there is nowhere else I would rather be. I am proud to be an American, and you all should be too. It's an honor to be part of a country with so many freedoms and opportunities. 239 years ago yesterday, people fought to establish our country. Let's honor those men and women by working together to save the future of America. Thank you for listening to today's show. Follow me on Twitter at IMG Radio Show. That's at IMG Radio Show. Also, like my page on Facebook, Inspiring My Generation. Until next week, happy 4th of July weekend, and God bless America.
Amen.